Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Foreign aid showdown.
Now, I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this.
911 outage hits 4 states.
Nevada, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Texas.
Justice Department deal in Nassar abuse case.
It's the FBI acknowledging that they screwed up.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we could be just days from a breakthrough on a months-long impasse over U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel. But as CBS's Scott McFarlane reports, it could come at a costly price for House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House Speaker is trying to thread a political needle here. He's released a package that gives $61 billion to Ukraine, billions more to Israel, but has separate votes, which can help him navigate his very narrow majority and get both parties to support it when some Republicans oppose more taxpayer money to Ukraine. But this doesn't end the trouble for Mike Johnson, who has some Republicans seeking to oust him, saying he's cutting too many deals with Democrats.
CBS's Cammy McCormick says Secretary of State Antony Blinken is working diplomatic channels at a G7 meeting in Italy.
Blinken called it a critical time for Ukraine.
It is urgent that all of the friends and supporters of Ukraine maximize their efforts to provide with Ukraine with what it needs to continue to effectively defend itself against this Russian aggression.
And Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says his country has urgent needs.
The one and the only issue on my agenda here is air defense.
He also called on the U.S. House to pass the supplemental, saying it would help save Ukrainians from Russian missile slaughter.
When it comes to Israel, CBS's Deborah Pata reports a new military move could come at any time.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has brushed off calls for restraint from Israel's allies as his war cabinet deliberates a response to Iran. They've all kinds of advice, he said, but I want to make it clear, we will make our own decisions.
Well, service has been restored and an investigation's underway into 911 outages in 4 states overnight, all of South Dakota, along with parts of Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada. Christopher Darcy is a police consultant.
The investigation will reveal, obviously, the cause, and then we can use it as a learning opportunity in law enforcement to really shore up these things.
There's word the Justice Department has agreed to pay about $100 million to settle claims with dozens of people, some of them star gymnasts, who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says the FBI was blasted for mishandling the investigation into Nassar, who is now in prison.
This comes after a 2021 Justice Department Inspector General report found the agency failed to respond to the allegations with the utmost seriousness and urgency. And 70 or more young athletes were allegedly sexually abused by Nassar after the first complaint against him was filed with the FBI.
A bid by Democrats in the Arizona House to repeal a proposed near-total state ban on abortion based on an 1864 law failed for a second time yesterday.
The fact that we will not even entertain a motion to allow those who have been raped or pregnant by incest to be able to have an abortion is extremely, extremely disappointing.
But there is a move in Arizona's Senate to bring a repeal proposal to a vote that has the support of at least 2 Republicans that could come early next month. Reports say Google has fired 28 employees who took part in protests this week against the company's billion-dollar cloud contract with Israel's government. And at Columbia University in New York, Pro-Palestinian protesters lit small fires. There were a handful of arrests hours after the president of the school told Congress Columbia is not a hotbed of anti-Semitism.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate, led by Chuck Schumer, moved to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Republicans who accused Mayorkas of not following border policy wanted a trial. Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more now on what lawmakers heard yesterday about Boeing.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
Salapour claims Boeing is not following its own production guidelines when connecting key pieces of the 787 fuselage. He fears it could lead to a structural failure years down the line. The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing says they are inaccurate, saying extensive and rigorous testing of the fuselage and heavy maintenance checks of nearly 700 in-service airplanes to date have found zero evidence of airframe fatigue.
An Air Canada worker is among nine people charged with stealing thousands of gold bars and banknotes worth more than $14 million from Toronto's airport. They vanished from a warehouse a year ago. Now to Hawaii, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on a new report from the state attorney general that cites a communication breakdown during the wildfire response last year in Maui.
This is about never letting this happen again.
A nearly 400-page investigation raising new and troubling questions about Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. As hurricane-force winds raged, igniting fires, several schools closed, and the state was preparing an emergency proclamation. At multiple times during the day, Mayor Bisson said declaring an emergency was not necessary. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors big man Jontay Porter after the league found he bet on games and disclosed confidential information to bettors. Bill Ryder covers the NBA for CBS Sports.
The fact that he bet on his own team to lose, which is one of the things the NBA's investigation found, it is stunning. I mean, it is. He's not a star like Pete Rose, but is Pete Rose in the level to which this dirties the game and soils the NBA's attempts to separate the gambling reality from the sports reality?
Caitlin Clark's new WNBA contract pales in comparison to the new endorsement agreement she's reported to be close to signing with Nike. The Athletic reports it's an eight-figure deal.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It looks like the world's first Miss AI will be crowned next month.
Real-life beauty pageants like Miss America have been around for more than a century, but for the first time ever, AI contestants will get a shot at a digital crown. The contestants will be generated by artificial intelligence creators worldwide and will be judged on their beauty, their tech, and social media reach. The panel of judges includes two of the world's biggest AI creators. Their digital personas have collected millions of followers and even landed big brand deals over the years. They'll announce the winners May 10th. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A Walmart outside St. Louis is converting self-checkout lanes into traditional ones with cashiers. USA Today reports the store made the move after feedback from workers and information on shopping patterns. The company says it's fine with that. And that's the Thursday World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.